If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time to head on to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, Cavs and NBA reporter. Chris, last we heard from you was before this whole thing started, although we could see it coming, certainly. But then I recall, you went into self-quarantine because the Cavs were involved with the game, and this is really, from a public standpoint, the reaction to this. We were talking about this yesterday, James and I. Did Rudy Gobert's positive test put everything into motion? It seems like it kind of did.
Yeah, I think he did. I think in so many ways, guys, Rudy kind of saved the NBA from themselves because they were trying to take, I don't want to say the easiest route, but one that still allowed them to make some financial decisions and get the games to play, which probably, given everything that was going on around the league and everything that was going on around the country, probably wasn't the best move. So I think I saw somebody from the Toronto paper, I don't remember which one it was, called him the foolish idiot that made everybody stand up and kind of take notice and take this thing a little bit more seriously. So yeah, in a way, him testing positive, as stupid as his actions were, to do that and touching all the recorders and all the microphones and all that kind of stuff, like, it probably saved lives.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. I mean, this is one of those situations as you look back on it, and Bo and I were talking about it yesterday, just the scary thought, and not only Rudy, I'm like, thank goodness he had symptoms, right? Because mm-hmm. now they're saying 50% of people they're finding out are asymptomatic, like don't have symptoms through this whole ordeal. So you have Donovan Mitchell, who was positive as well when tested that night. Well, Donovan Mitchell could have went on and played. He never had symptoms. He could have played for 2 weeks, and who knows, you know, in front of no fans, and how many more players would have gotten infected by this. What's the best case scenario you see for the NBA right now? And I know this timeline is moving and shifting on everybody, but you have mm-hmm. Toronto kind of saying, hey, nothing till July as far as big gatherings. But what's the best case scenario for the NBA?
So the hard thing about all of this, guys, is that nobody even knows what the country is going to look like in 2 weeks or 2 months. So they're trying to take cues from what the rest of the country is doing, and NBA general managers and players are trying to take cues from what the NBA is going to do. And it's just, things are moving so fast and so slow all at the same time, if that makes sense. So I think the thing that I believe is that the NBA wants to crown a champion. I think they want to take whatever steps are necessary in order to crown a champion. Now, in order to do that, you're probably going to have to shorten playoff series. And if you want these guys to be at that level and make it a real kind of playoff environment, you're going to have some kind of training camp or some kind of warm-up, because nobody's going to be in basketball shape after this, because they just don't have the access to the equipment and they don't have the access to keep themselves in basketball shape, which is a lot different than just hopping on a Peloton and staying in good enough conditioning. So you're talking about pushing the calendar further back, because either you're going to have to play some regular season games as a kind of ramp up, or you're going to have some kind of abbreviated training camp in order to have some of these guys that are going to be playing in a playoff atmosphere, which is way different than the regular season, being close to the level that you want them to be in that kind of environment. So I think best case scenario, if even possible, is June, July, restarting this thing. But I keep going back and forth on whether any of these regular season games are going to be played.
Yeah, it's impossible, right? I like what you said about it. It's moving slow and moving fast. That's exactly what it feels like. You work on contingency plans that could be irrelevant in a week. So it's you have all right. of these things, all these balls in the air. It's hard to make sense of it. It's hard to imagine. I can't see. I just said this a previous segment in reference to the NFL. I can't see any scenario where anything's done in front of crowds anytime in the next six months. I mean, without a cure, without science saving us, I just don't see it, without a vaccine. So if it is played and it's played to empty houses and they're able to do it in July and August, and let's remember that that's the television is a huge part of this, delivering to their television partners a product. That's a huge part of this. This would also, as we step away from the coronavirus COVID-19 thing, this would also do something that a lot of people have talked about, which is moving the NBA calendar and maybe moving the NBA calendar to a December through August calendar. What are you hearing on that front?
So for the last couple of years, guys, there have been conversations behind the scenes in the NBA about doing just that. And in some ways, what is going on right now with coronavirus and what's going on right now with the schedule and trying to figure out what they're going to do about the final 15 to 17 games of the regular season, in some ways it kind of helps them experiment with, is this something that we do want to do? What would this look like? How would we go about it? So they're going to be able to answer some of these questions that were kind of lingering over the NBA over the last 2 years. I have talked to a number of different players, including Kevin Love, who said this last night with Trevor Noah on the Daily Social Distancing show. They like the schedule the way that it is. They feel like they get their summers off. They're able to be in a routine. They know exactly what to expect on a year-to-year basis. And there aren't a lot of players that I've talked to, guys, that are in favor of starting in December or on Christmas Day. They would rather the schedule remain the same with all 82 games and seeing if they can conduct business as usual. But at the same time, they understand drastic times, drastic measures. The NBA, if they do try and continue this season, you know, 2020, 2021 can't start when it usually does.
Boy, Chris, I'm just wondering how do you envision when you do this, how much time do you think the players would want for an off season? I mean, if you start this back up, right, and then you're thinking, okay, it almost kind of forces you to go to that system that we've all talked about and be interesting. And trust me, I'm all for NBA. I know they want their summers. I want something more than just baseball. You know what I mean? That's what selfishly, that's what I want. But the off season, I think that's one of the debates, right? I mean, hockey's talked about just kind of saying, hey, you're going to get a month off and then we're going to have to roll, you know, right back into it. How much time would the guys kind of fight to have off? Because, you know, I know you want closure and I know some guys don't want to mess up that schedule, but you're going to have some time off for these guys.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think everybody would say, James and Bo, that the 82-game schedule, it's rigorous. If you've never been through it, if you haven't actually experienced it, you know, it's really, really tough. You've got some road trips that are six games in about 10, 11 days, something like that. And I know these guys are millionaires and they can deal with it and they have the travel in favor that they do. But it is really, really tough, and your body needs some time to recover. And mentally and physically, you have to have some kind of downtime. You have to have some kind of escape from basketball. You can't just end an NBA final series and feel like, okay, in about a week or two or whatever the case may be, I'm just going to ramp myself back up for the following season. So I think they would fight to have some kind of off season, some kind of extended off season, because their bodies need it. And because I think their minds need it as well, that kind of break. Everybody needs to take a step away at certain times. But if you talk about redoing the entire schedule too, there's another huge question that kind of comes into play. So much of the NBA season coincides with the college basketball season so that it can line up when it comes to scouting, right? So it can line up when it comes to the NBA draft. And if you start to change the NBA schedule around, then it doesn't line up as much with college basketball, and that's something that the NBA would have to figure out.
That's a good point. Yeah, it wouldn't. Great talking to you, buddy, as always. You're healthy. Everybody's good. Wife's good. Everyone's cruising. Doing the best you can.
Healthy. Everybody's great. Doing the best we can. You know how it is.
I do, buddy. Good talking to you, as always. That's our good buddy, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Thanks, Chris.
See you, guys.